Think of how many emotions our voices are able to convey. English teacher and Wordmaster contributor Lita Baker says meaning changes by modifying the tone of voice in subtle ways. Take this simple sentence.
The words are, you cut your hair. Now I'm going to quiz you, Roseanne. Let's see. I'm going to say those four words in certain ways, and you tell me what the emotion is that I'm trying to convey.
All right.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. You cut your hair!
Surprise.
How about this one? You cut your hair?
You don't sound like you're too happy with me.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like my haircut.
Right. Or how about this one? You cut your hair! Sorry for shouting.
Well, you're angry.
Yeah. Yeah, let me give you another example. The words are, I got 75% on a test.
All right.
Okay, here we go again. I got 75% on a test!
Boy, you sound like you're the happiest camper in town.
That's right. This is a student who has to work really hard to get average grades. So this student is quite pleased about that 75%. Or else it was just a very hard test and nobody did very well. And the person is just happy to have passed it.
Yeah, because 75% isn't the greatest grade.
No. How about this one? I got 75% on a test?
You should have gotten 100%, which means you must be surprised. At least in that sentence, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I intended. Or, I got 75% on a test.
You're not happy.
Yeah.
You're disappointed with your results.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you're able to read me very well, even though you can't see my face, and there's no story surrounding either one of those sentences. So it's quite amazing that you knew exactly what I was trying to convey without any other clues.
So how can a student of English as a foreign language learn these clues? Lita Baker says you can use visual cues like facial expressions and gestures, or audio cues like pitch, volume, and intonation.
I was thinking, for example, about disappointment, and I noticed that when I said, you cut your hair, the intonation tends to be kind of flat throughout. That slightly glides down at the end. You cut your hair. And confusion can often be expressed in the form of a question, don't you think?
You cut your hair?
Or, I got 75% on a test? No, go ahead.
I just was going to ask you, you know, we've got pitch and volume and intonation, three cues that we can watch for, but it's very subtle.
It's very subtle.
And very hard for English learners to get. How can teachers help us out?
The first thing the teacher really needs to do is to teach students to look at context clues that can help students derive meaning from a situation. I think knowing the relationship between speakers is helpful. And of course, you know, listening to what the people have been talking about prior to the utterance.
What I hear you saying, though, is context is so important. It might
yes.
be the key here.
Yes. Yes, it is. A valuable teaching aid is to bring in video clips, just little segments, and have students look at them and try to analyze the emotional content of this little small segment. First, use only the audio and try to figure out what the speakers mean, and then add the visual and see what additional clues are provided when they have the visual available to them. And trying to figure out logically what the speakers could be feeling. And it just takes an enormous amount of practice.
Practice, practice, and more practice.
Right. And I'm always advocating role-playing. Put students in pairs and give them the same script, but one pair of students, give them the instruction that they are to express disappointment or sadness.
And then the other approval.
And the other, exactly.
That's great.
Exactly. And then have the other students in the class guess.
What is going on here?
What is going on? So then it becomes very interactive.
That's great.
And not to forget those compensation strategies where all else fails, you know, what do you mean? Asking the person.
Lita Baker teaches in the American Language Center at the University of California, Los Angeles, and is featured in the Wordmaster archives at voanews.com/wordmaster. Our email address is word@voanews.com. Avi Arditi will be back next week. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.